Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. We are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver. We are on day 1697 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote, along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Charles H. Spurgeon, and it is, "A good character is the best tombstone. Those who loved you and were helped by you will remember you. Carve your name on hearts, not on marble." So today's snippet of wisdom is, carve your name on hearts. The entire concept of Wisdom Trek is summarized in this quote from Charles Spurgeon. Our character, that is, how we live each day, adds to our living legacy. It does not matter how much wealth or resources you accumulate in a lifetime unless it is used to help others. Your character is indeed your ongoing memorial of who you are and how you live. You do not need a fancy tombstone listing your achievements, but your positive and godly impact will be carved into the hearts of those that you serve. They will love you for your living legacy much more than any material inheritance which you leave. If God allows you to accumulate wealth and resources during your lifetime, and it is used to further His kingdom, that is an additional blessing for your life. When I read this quote, I am also reminded of my dad, who recently passed away at age 90. Although he could not leave us much in the way of earthly treasure, he left our family, and indeed the world, a living legacy of children, grandchildren, who were taught the precepts for living found in God's Word. The legacy is carved in our hearts. And our passage for today is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. The only letter of recommendation we need is yourself. Your lives are a letter written in our hearts. Everyone can read it and recognize our good work among you. Clearly, you are the letter from Christ showing the result of our ministry among you. This letter is not written with pen or ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. It is carved not on tablets of stone, but on human hearts. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,696 treks or read the Wisdom Journal, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you've not done so, please consider giving us a 5-star rating so that others will join us in mining our nuggets of wisdom. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek Podcaster Journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more Daily Wisdom.